congrats on being the new golf pro at Heritage Hills. And you're a Nebraska guy, so you know, I take you kind of know the McCook area. You've been out here before over the years. I take it maybe a little bit.
Yeah, kind of. So I grew up north central Nebraska. My wife, she grew up in Benkelman there, just an hour west of you guys. And I hadn't spent a whole lot of time down in that part of the state growing up in north central Nebraska, but definitely it's got the same small town vibe, that good country life, and, you know, just kind of just what we want.
I take it golf has been the love of your life since you were a little kid in the high school and now in college and now in the working world, hasn't it?
Well, kind of. Actually, I might be a little bit different when it comes to that. I didn't pick up golf till I was about 20. I did wrestling and, well, basically wrestling for age 3 through high school. And really what happened is I went out and I got my associate's in architectural engineering in Milford, Southeast Community College. And when I was working for Schnackle Engineers in Omaha, a couple of buddies invited me out golfing, and I told them I didn't want to go. long story short, they convinced me, and I was hooked. I needed an outlet somewhere, and golf was it. The more I played, the more I was around the clubhouse, the more I was around the people in the community, the more and more it just grew on me, and the more I realized maybe I wasn't in the right spot with the engineering and things like that, and we decided to essentially how do we transition over to golf, and I ended up joining the Navy for the GI Bill, and I've been out in Colorado Springs getting my bachelor's in business while going through what the PGA has defined as the PGM Golf Management Program. So I'll graduate in that in the spring of 2024, technically. So yeah.
So still, you're a fairly young guy, but obviously love the sport, and you're excited to get a chance. I take it this is your first chance of being a club pro at a golf course?
Yes. Yep. This will be my first head pro job. I've worked for a couple of different courses. I worked out at Oak Hills Country Club back before the Navy. That was around 2015 in Omaha, and then I worked for the Broadmoor there in Colorado Springs, which is a 5-star, 5-diamond, really high-end resort-style course. And then I've helped out with the First Tee, Southern Colorado, and that's a really character-building youth organization that is geared in the golf world, I guess. And then, really excited about starting this new job as a head pro there in McCook. Really excited about getting kind of that small town and getting our family up and going. So
it's obviously, as you kind of touched on a little bit, you've learned out in Colorado, Omaha, Colorado, you've learned some great people what the business is all about, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. I've seen private clubs. I've seen that high-end resort style, and then I've seen city courses. Where the First Tee was contracted out of, we actually spent most of our time at Valley High Golf Course, which is one of the city courses. So I've seen kind of every side of the golf industry, if you will, from the high end to the more casual player, if you will, and everywhere in between ages, and you know, kids, and I give lessons as well. I've been given lessons for a while, so I really enjoy the teaching and coaching aspect of golf, and that's something I really look forward to hopefully bringing to McCook is getting some of the kids more involved and trying to get it a little bit more, just more family, and just really try to give everybody a place that they can go and escape and have some fun for everybody.
I'm sure you've got some great ideas, you're hoping to implement here when you take over the course. You got some ideas you'd like to see happen down the line, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to work on that Husker pride that we all have as the state of Nebraska. I'd like to see maybe some sort of tailgating adventures coming out there to get a little bit more of the locals involved, and then I'd love to see if I can't get involved in some of the schools and the younger kids and get some golf clinics brought into their PE classes and things like that to just kind of get the ball rolling at that younger age and get them excited about golf. golf and get them interested. So
that's the most important thing. Get those youngsters, get a club in their hand, get some lessons, get them out on the course, see what it's all about, and something they can enjoy forever, can't they?
Absolutely, yes. It's a fantastic sport and game in that matter. It's something that, you know, it doesn't require loads and loads of athletic ability. Anybody can pretty much pick it up and play it and have fun doing it.